What's up? It's Tuesday, March 6th. This is After Hours. I'm Cadillac Jack.
I'm Allie Mack.
Let's first begin by talking about executive producer Chase Hill, who is in a mood today.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's that. There we go.
Okay.
Moving on.
This morning, we are going to count the
prize.
I'm sorry, I couldn't even read my own handwriting. Shocking finale last night of The Bachelor, the big change of heart twist that we won't spoil you with. But we decided to edit together all of the different prizes from the finale last night, the most exciting.
Most groundbreaking, shocking. Ari's the most hated man in America.
Finale ever. So you can count the cries from last night's finale. During After Hours, Allie, this is a classic coming of age story with Allie Mack.
Yeah, I pretty much learned I need to adult up so I don't break my neck. So I've been climbing on my bathroom counter to see my outfit in the mirror.
Why?
Because I don't have a full-length mirror.
What else don't you have that most adults your age do?
Hamper, rug, headboard, all that good stuff.
Much, much more that you will learn about when we talk about the classic coming-of-age story of Allie Mack. Can't Beat Caddy, a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. What's on the board for the record thing right now?
Well, okay, so you've got 6 wins in a row. Today would be the 7th if you win. Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday, you did get all questions correct.
Yes.
That you were delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 6 wins in a row before you take on today's challenger. And yesterday, you did answer all questions correctly.
That is right. So hang on with me if you can. Can't Be Caddy is on the way during
After Hours.
We'll begin today with a conversation about what truly has me, my stomach just in knots. And that is that tomorrow I've been invited to 8th grade career day at my daughter's school. Vinny Politan from 11 Alive, Channel 11, always attends and presents at career day. And he's always like the belle of the ball. Vinny Politan from 11 Alive hosts the late feed at 11 o'clock on Channel 11. So it's like a 22-minute program that he gets every night. And we work for 5 hours a day. So I don't understand why these 8th graders would be more interested in Vinny Politan than they would just truly Cadillac Jack.
I think I could tell you why.
Okay.
What's that disclaimer they say? All opinions and thoughts are made by Cadillac Jack.
Well, it's true. It is true. But why am I so anxious about career day tomorrow and speaking in front of 125 eighth graders? Let's find out as we start
After Hours.
All right, I really am truly embarrassed about Career Day, which is tomorrow. We've been talking a lot about this because it's truly been just giving me butterflies, and I'm very anxious about it because I have to keep the attention of 125 eighth graders over a 2.5-hour period. There's like 6 different 30-minute sessions.
Right.
Radio, for me growing up, was super, super exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that I can keep the attention of all these eighth graders talking radio with no sort of props. You know, Vinny Politan from Channel 11, 11 Alive, his son, my daughter go to the same school. And Vinny, when my daughter pitched me career day, she said, Danny, Vinny Politan brings a green screen. Everybody queues up for Vinny Politan's presentation on career day. It's almost like my daughter, my eighth grader, was challenging me.
I would be so curious if Vinny has any idea how insecure you might be about this career day thing tomorrow.
Let me tell you how, if not, he does know now. Last night, there was an eighth grade band concert. I didn't know anything about it, but the band sounded great. Vinny and I both have kids in the 8th grade band, and I was live tweeting the band concert and asking people to help me pick out Vinny Politan. I did not see Vinny. However, I did zoom in on his wife.
Oh.
And posted her photo. She was there on the front row last night.
She's not the public figure here.
Right, but I wanted to see if Vinny was sitting around her.
Yeah.
And he wasn't because he hosts the late feed at 11 o'clock.
Right.
His little show, which is 22 minutes long.
Oh,
we work 5 hours.
Oh, my gosh, Caddy.
Well, after commercials, a 30-minute show becomes 22 minutes.
Everything that's coming out of Caddy's mouth is all his own
idea. So, I think that you have failed me. I think that you failed me. Here's why. Because my only ask was that you bring a celebrity to the table for them to join me tomorrow at 8th grade career day. And you were so kind to offer up R. Kelly. I don't think that R. Kelly is able to come to, like, within 3 miles of any school.
Eh.
Don't think so. Vern Troyer, who is he?
That would be Mini-Me.
Yeah. No.
No, you don't want to take Mini-Me?
No. Here's a big question I have is why have Jeff Foxworthy loves Kix 115, listens to The Morning Show every morning.
Does he?
Yes.
Hi, Jeff.
He and his wife, Greg. Why has my friend Jeff Foxworthy not called and said, Caddy, let me bail you out of this. Let me help you out. We'll tag team career day.
He would be super cool to
Would
take.
He not be?
Yeah.
But I have. I mean, I buy all his books. I buy all of his CDs and
the
his
albums.
Barbecue sauce and
yeah.
his spice rub. And I mean, I buy everything Jeff Foxworthy. Why has Jeff not reached out to me? That's my whole thing. I'm going to back out.
Caddy, you cannot
I'm gonna back,
back out.
Here's why. 11:13 last night, I was already in bed, but an email came in that I refused to open. Let me find it here. And it.
You will break your daughter's heart, Caddy, if
but
you back out.
I'd rather do that than be embarrassed.
Oh.
Here we go. Career day details, finally. I'm not opening it. I'm just going to pretend like I didn't pass the background check.
Are you going to hit that delete button on it?
Yeah, I'm going to do all of that because I simply cannot bring myself to attending and presenting at 8th grade career day, which is tomorrow. Late last week when we got this phone call, when I was originally, for the first time, I said, hey, you know what? I've been invited to do career day on March 7th, 8th day career day at my daughter Olivia's school.
All right.
And this call came in. And I think this call says it all.
Hey, I got a suggestion for Caddy. I'm actually a parent from the same school cluster as him and sales and technology. And once I showed up with another parent being a brain surgeon and
you're
the next
done.
NFL player, I gave up. Just give up.
Just give up. Because, listen, it all depends on who's next to you in the classroom next to you on career day. And I don't know that I have a whole lot to say. I certainly don't have any problems. What am I going to do? Take a microphone out of the studio?
You could. Show them.
And then do what with it?
Pretend you're talking into it.
I'm in love with two women, and I don't know what to do. With Becca, I feel solid in us. With Lauren, it's more like there is this, like, indescribable pull towards each other, but I don't know if that's enough. I don't want to be half in with somebody because I'm thinking about somebody else.
Oh, my God. So bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that it? Is that the whole clip from the finale of The Bachelor last night? Waking up this morning as one of the most hated men in all of America. That must feel great.
A
twisted plot last night. No spoiler alerts, but a twisted plot last night. And Allie and Chase, our executive producer, you both agree that it was indeed the most
shocking
finale
ever
of The Bachelor. So even if you didn't care, even if you didn't watch, I want to give you a reason to keep listening. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac, Kix 115, because we are going to have some just silly fun with Count the Cries.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you count the cries that you hear. Some of them are slowed down from last night. Some of them are sped up. Some of them are normal. Count the Cries. Cadillac Jack, Allie Mac, Kix 115.
I can feel like my future was ripped away. Like, I love you. I obviously want you to be happy, and it's not me, but...
Count the cries. Is that a cry? I think we got the wrong tape.
That sounds more
that
like a cold.
Is that what it sounds like to you, Allie Mack? Someone's got a cold.
Oh, my God.
So this... My heart is breaking right now because I really feel like I'm ready to find that right person.
No! That one sped down just a tick.
Listen, Ari is something to cry over.
And that is considered one... long cry.
That's one cry.
You cannot break it up into to separate parts. At last, when they're considered one full cry. Count the cries. Caddy, Allie, Kix 115. Allie Mack puts her life in jeopardy every time that she gets ready to go out. Allie Mack lives in Buckhead. You socialize a lot with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine that...
Whenever you have to get gussied up, there is a life-compromising moment that happens for myself.
And that is?
I was standing on my bathroom counter in heels because I don't own a full-length mirror when I realized...
Yeah, stop right there. It's obvious to me every morning that you don't have a mirror.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So sweet of you. But I realized as I was getting up on the bathroom counter, You get that wobbling in your knee when you're trying to stand up on it, and you're like, okay, if I fall, this is going to be a big problem. I'm going to break something. So I realize I'm just too old for this. The problem is I don't have a full-length mirror. I think at the end of the day, I just have to start adulting a little more.
Uh-huh.
I finally bought a mirror. It's coming in Wednesday. I bought a hamper the other day. It was like $30 for a hamper because it had to match and fit underneath the bathroom counter.
Can I ask what you've used until now?
My life has just been in shambles till now. I have a bad habit of moving a lot, so I just have random pieces that go with me everywhere. So I'm not really committed to this adult thing, but now I just signed a lease to live in my same apartment for a third year. Now I must adult. Now I must grow up. And it hit me because I was on my bathroom counter in heels the other day. I felt the shaky knee and I thought, if I fall right now, this is all on me.
Why? So you were on your counter
to check my outfit. It makes perfect sense.
Because
to
you
me.
Don't have a full length mirror, but you have maybe a half in the bath.
Yes.
Okay. So it's worth your health. It's worth potentially maybe your life. You know, if you were to fall down and hit your head on a corner of some granite countertop.
Or... It was until I had that moment where I realized I'm too old for this and that I must grow up. So that is what's happening now. I'm investing in stupid stuff that adults have to buy, like wall decor, full length mirror, a hamper. That rugs, like
you probably should begin to do that because you are. We don't say your age, but I don't even know. To be honest,
I know.
With you, but
I know you don't.
You're in your upper 20s or lower 30s.
One of those.
Something. I'm not even quite sure. And we've known one another for 2 years. I don't even know how old you are, but I know that you are about 5'1".
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so. Barely. It's troubling for you and a challenge for you to hike up, hop up on your counter, and then hike up your leg.
Not as limber as I once was.
With a shaky knee. Kicks 101.5. It is time for Can't Be Catty.
Can't Be Catty.
A 20-second pop culture trivia showdown.
Can't Be Catty.
I did answer all 5 questions correctly.
Can't Be Catty.
That was yesterday. 6 wins in a row now. Hey, here we go.
Catty, were you born this day or did you take notes?
Born what, dense?
Dense.
More dense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I get really tired of getting beat up every morning. I mean, it's my game. It's my game.
Do we need to restructure the game of Can't Beat Catty?
Let's talk about that after 10.
Write that down. April, if you get more questions right than Catty, you win. If Catty gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Catty because it's not called Can't Tie Catty. It's called...
What?
Can't Be Catty.
Exactly. Today's category. Well, last night, we all know Ari handed out the final rose on The Bachelor. He's not very well liked today. But today's category is going to be all about reality TV. Okay?
Okay.
This is my wheelhouse.
All right, it is not fair for Catty to hear the questions I'm about to ask you, so why don't you tell Catty to leave the main stage?
Catty, please leave the main stage.
I'm going to do that, April, after I point out the fact yesterday I answered every single question thrown my way correctly.
That would be 5.
Thank you,
Allie. Mm-hmm. All right, Catty.
It's not as if you're trying to take away my moment.
I'm just saying, it wasn't every question, it was 5 of them. All right, Catty is out, and your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
What show did the President of the United States used to host?
Pass.
Keith Urban replaced Steven Tyler as a judge on what show?
Pass.
And that's timer. All right, let's get Catty back in here.
All right, Catty's back in here.
All right, Catty. April from Carrollton got 0 right.
Okay.
All right, so you've got 20 seconds to get at least 1 right. Category is all about reality TV, okay?
Are you awake, April? Do you have a pulse this morning?
Barely.
Okay.
All right.
Clearly.
20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question.
Ready.
Okay. What show did the President of the United States used to host?
Celebrity Apprentice or The Apprentice.
Keith Urban replaced Steven Tyler is a judge on what show?
American Idol.
What MTV show is directly linked with lowering teenage pregnancy rates?
TRL. No. Teen Mom.
That's timer.
No, I got Teen Mom in though.
Yeah, you got Teen Mom.
I was thinking Total Request Live because
they just brought it back. I'm glad you thought about that and corrected yourself. All right, that brings the tally to April from Carrollton got 0 right, and Catty, you got 3 right.
Yep.
So That means Caddy won, April. And I can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Caddy.
I'm April from Tilson. I can't beat Caddy.
That's right. Well done. Well done. Hope you had fun. We'll do it again. Tomorrow, you want to be a challenger just like my friend April in Carrollton. Text keyword Caddy, C-A-D-D-Y, to the number 68255. You can sign up to be a challenger if you can't be Caddy on your phone right now. We miss you too every weekday morning after 10 o'clock.
Now, tomorrow morning, you want to be with us? Huge twist in the Career Day saga.
Yeah. And what message have I received from Blake Shelton via his management team? He's going to be in town Thursday. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. 5 to 10, Kix 115, Atlanta's number one for country hits. And always,
After Hours,
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac.
Chase.
And Chase, who I didn't even know was in the room.
Oh.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 101.5.